I know we're all guilty of lying in bed, scrolling through this new website we just discovered with the cutest clothes, adding it all to cart, and then remembering your wallet is in the living room and you don't want to get out of bed to go find your credit card number. So then you head to the checkout in hopes that you see that purple shop button. And there it is, the iconic purple Shop Pay button that has all of your payment and shipping information saved, saving you time while you get to stay cozy in bed. Well, that's Shopify. And there's a reason so many businesses sell with it, because Shopify makes everything easier, from checkout to creating your own storefront. Shopify is the commerce platform behind 10% of all e-commerce in the US, from household names like Skims and Rhode to brands just getting started. It gives you that leg up from day one with hundreds of beautiful, ready-to-go templates to express your brand style. You could tackle all of the important tasks in one place, from inventory to payments to analytics and more, including spreading the word on your brand with built-in marketing and email tools to find and keep new customers. And as for that iconic purple Shop Pay button, it's why Shopify has the best converting checkout on the planet. Your customers already love it. If you want to see less carts being abandoned, it's time for you to head over to Shopify. Sign up for your $1 per month trial and start selling today at shopify.com/forthegirls. Go to shopify.com/forthegirls. Shopify.com/forthegirls.
There's nothing more satisfying than finding the perfect green paint for your living room. Except maybe popping open that can of Valspar Ultra and rolling that first smooth stroke on the wall. And there's nothing more satisfying than admiring your freshly painted wall.
Ooh.
Except maybe peeling off the painter's tape to see those crisp edges. But the most satisfying part of all? Valspar Ultra's price tag, starting at $29.98 a gallon. Affordable, durable, available at Lowe's. Price varies by sheen.
I have something to share that has been highly requested, highly anticipated, and now it's finally here. The workbook for the girls who desire more. I created a 90-page digital workbook that includes journal prompts, powerful worksheets, thought-provoking questions, personal development activities, and so much more that'll have you digging deeper than ever before. And it's available right now for only $29. That's right. This workbook is a $299 value, and it's all yours for only $29 at victoriaalerio.com or at the link in the show notes. So grab your dream workbook, get to work, and become your dream girl now at victoriaalerio.com.
Settling is not an option for me. Everything I desire is already mine. What if you can have it all? Because every day is for the girls.
Welcome back to another episode of For the Girls. I'm your host, Victoria Alario. And today we are a month away from me getting married. In a month, I will be having my wedding. I will become a wife. I will be changing my last name. I will not be saying, hello, hello. I'm your host, Victoria Alario. That I'm going to be saying my new last name. Like, what is life? And yeah, I wanted to just like come on and just kind of like freestyle talk about my thoughts, I guess, like my feelings where I'm at right now, because I'm not gonna lie, those like little like nerves are starting to hit me, like the little last minute jitters are definitely coming. It feels crazy to me that it's a month away. I feel like I've talked so much about like making a conscious choice to not have a long engagement. Like that was a full choice. That was like, we didn't want that. Especially like, I was like, there's no way that I'm going to wait 2 years or so just for a wedding, like just for a party. At that point, like I understand why people elope, because it's like, what's the point? Like, that's crazy to wait that long just for a party. So I never like believed in that personally. I know everybody has their own thing, but for me, like, it was a clear-cut choice to have a shorter engagement. But now that it's a month away, I'm like, holy shit. Not nerves in like a negative or a bad way, just like, oh my God, like it's happening. Like it's actually here. And like, I'm somebody who reflects real like a lot, like just on like where I started, like how my, what my life looked like. So like I have that tendency to reflect and look back at just like how fast time flies. Like it feels like it was just yesterday that I was like single, or it feels like just yesterday that we met. You know what I mean? It's like, wait, you're a stranger. Now we're getting married. I don't even know you. Like it just, it's so crazy. Like it really feels like just yesterday. But I think like the feeling in general, like is very normal for people, like right before like the big day comes. It's like, you know, you want everything to go perfect. So of course, like there's nerves around that. You don't want to forget anything. You don't want to skip any steps. So of course there's nerves around that. For me, I don't know why, like I feel nervous about my hair. I was just talking to my hairstylist about this just because I've done 2 trials so far and I love the hairstyle, but my thing is now like, is it going to last all day? Probably not. If not, what is like my backup plan? Like, do I have the hairstylist come back and do my hair, like put my hair up? You know what I mean? Like, because I do anticipate my hair not staying like down and gorgeous the whole day. It's a very long day. You know, I'm starting to get ready at 8 o'clock in the morning. So it's like, what's my solution there? Do I just let my hair fall? Because most brides do. Most brides, like, it's such a shame. Like, you spend all this money to look amazing and then like, most of the pictures that end up on social media that people post that they took with you are like later on in the night, you know, 8, 9 o'clock, their hair fell flat. It looks like a mess. And like, I know that they probably don't care at that point because they're just like enjoying themselves. But I'm like, I don't even want to have to worry about that. Like, I would rather my hair be pulled back into like a bun or a ponytail so that like, if I do have those late night photos with people, like I'm not like, oh, my hair fell, like it's just like completely out of the way. You know what I mean? But then I'm like, now, if I do have her come and put my hair up, like say during the reception, that means I have to take 20 to 30 minutes out of my reception time, like being on the dance floor. And I don't want that either. So it's such a stupid, this is like first world problems. It's such a stupid thing to be like nervous about, but I am, because I'm like, I really don't want to lose, like the night is going to go so fast. I don't want to lose any time from the party. I don't want to not be on the dance floor. Like, I don't want to take time to go get my hair done again. Like, I want my hair to be done in the morning and then I don't have to worry about it. But I'm not, I made the choice to not do an updo, you know, for my wedding. So, well, I guess spoiler alert, but you guys knew that because I posted from my trial that I wasn't doing an updo. So I chose not to do an updo, which means I'm choosing this headache of like my hair. So it is making me nervous because like I'm kind of already going into the wedding anticipating my hair falling, my hair looking bad, like me not liking it. So like it's already bothering me a month before the wedding is even here. Meanwhile, it's like one of those things like let's worry about it when the day comes. But yeah, I don't know. So then I'm like, if I do put it up, I'm sacrificing, you know, some time at the reception. So I don't know. It's still something that I'm thinking about. I gotta see, but I have the nerves about that. I also just have the nerves in general. Also, when it comes to makeup, I'm nervous that I'm gonna cry when I get like when I start walking down the aisle and that I'm gonna ruin my makeup. So I need to have like powder on hand. Like I just need to have everything on hand for like touch-ups. My makeup artist is available that day. Like we didn't plan for touch-ups just because I don't know. We just didn't like every time that she's ever done my makeup, it literally stays all day. So like, I don't have like worries about it not staying, but like my fear is crying. So I'm going to like really, I might have to like take an edible or something. I might have to take a gummy, like, if anyone has any recommendations on how to avoid crying, let me know, because like I might have to do something, because guys, I cannot stop crying. Like I cried when I got engaged. Oh, I also cried. I almost forgot. I cried my bachelorette weekend when I walked into the room. Did we talk about that? I don't know if I talked about it on here. I might have, but my cousins did like a Love Island theme, which was so cute. And it was just like so thoughtful and so personable. And like, they just made it so special. Like, you know what I mean? Like, it wasn't it, like, yeah, it's a Love Island theme for a summer bachelorette. Like, you might be like, okay, cool. Like, obviously, you know, but like, it's not even about that. It was just like the fact that like my cousins don't even like Love Island, but like they knew I like Love Island and they thought about doing that. And they made like the room look like the villain. Like, it was just like, it was just so thoughtful. So as soon as I walked into the room and saw it, I started hysterical crying. And like, everyone's like laughing because it's just like funny that I was crying seeing the hotel room, but it just made me so emotional. So I cried walking into my bachelorette hotel room, seeing, you know, the room decorated. And then my bridal shower just passed this weekend. What do you think? Hysterical crying as soon as I walked in. That was another thing. I didn't know anything about my bridal shower. I only knew the day. That was it. I knew the day and the time that I had to be there. I didn't even know the location. I didn't know the restaurant, nothing. So, you know, when I walked in and I saw like, well, first of all, just seeing everybody there off the bat made me emotional because like, I didn't know exactly who was going to come. I did tell my mom like who to invite, but like, you know, I didn't know exactly who was going to come. And then you see everybody there dressed up. They're like looking at you, smiling, teary eyed. So then I'm crying. Then there was like the theme, the whole thing. And like, I was hysterical crying. I probably did smudge my makeup, but my friend was there immediately with powder. She like whipped a little like powder, whatever you call those, like, I don't even know what you call those like fluffy things. Like, she's like beating my face. She's like, no, I got you. I got you. So like, she helped me, but like, that's the type of stuff that I would need on my wedding day. But yeah, like I don't know. I'm so emotional. So if I'm crying walking into the bachelorette and the bridal shower, I'm sure I'm going to cry walking down the aisle. And I don't know how to not make that happen. So I'm nervous about like a lot of those things, just like seeing everybody walking down, like the whole thing. I just want everything to just work out. You know what I mean? Speaking of the bridal shower, it was amazing. It was amazing. You know, a lot of people don't like surprises because like they want things to be exactly the way that they like them. And I have been really, really like good with letting myself be surprised lately. Back in the day, I did not like surprises. I'm like such a control freak. I want everything to go exactly how I want it and perfect. Like there's like that quote from Gilmore Girls when she's like, I'm totally flexible. As long as I get everything I want and exactly how I want it, I'm totally cool. And like, that's me. But I feel like since I got into a relationship with someone who like plans things for us and like just always does a good job, I've really been able to like take the back seat and like trying to control everything and plan everything. Obviously, like my engagement was a surprise, everything. And so with my bridal shower, yes, you know, I could have had it be a 100% surprise, like not even know when it's happening. But I do think I would have figured it out anyway. Like, I think I would have known anyway when it was. So I was like, let me at least just know when it is so that I can get glam. That's all I cared about. I wanted to get my hair and makeup done. And I wanted to walk into the room dressed up. Like, I didn't want to come dressed for a different occasion and then change. Like, I wanted to, you know. So that's why I knew when it was. But that was all that I knew. So when I walked in, Etta James was playing At Last, which I love Etta James and I love that song. And I saw like the sign that was like the welcome sign. And my bridal shower was on a Sunday. And so the theme, it said it on the welcome sign, was A Sunday Kind of Love, aka Sunday Kind of Love, the song, the Etta James song. So I kind of had like an Etta James themed bridal shower because the theme like title was Sunday Kind of Love, and I walked into At Last playing, and then there was like the Vitrola, whatever, what do you call it, like the record player with like the Etta James record. And so I don't actually think the music was playing through the record. I think it was playing through the speakers in the room, but the record was there with the Etta James record, so it was like on theme. And then everything was like Sunday themed. So the favors for the shower were jars of freshly made Sunday sauce, like homemade, you know, tomato sauce for like pasta, whatever, for dinner. So my mom, my mother-in-law, and my mother-in-law's friend, the three of them, made the sauce. It was all freshly made. So if you guys don't know, every year in August, my in-laws, like, you know, my fiance's family, they have like a big day where they like do like all the tomato jars, and they do it for the entire next year. So for the past 2 years, I've done it with them, and we make like 250 to 300 jars. Like, it is an all day affair. It's a long process. And so my mom and them, like the three of them, they did it just, they just did like whatever it was, 40 jars. So that's like nothing, to be honest. I mean, it still work, but in comparison to the full like sauce day, it was good. It was nice. So they had like, they spent a couple hours. They made the fresh jars of sauce. And then my mom got these custom made wood spoons. And on the back of the wood spoon, it's engraved and it says, "The secret ingredient is always love." So like Sunday sauce with the wood spoon, like very Italian, very Sunday, you know, vibe. And then my mom had like a little sign up that said, "Cooking is my love language." Again, like love, Sunday kind of love, cooking, the sauce, the whole thing. And she gave me like an apron and a cookbook and like the little, like the pasta, the bow tie pasta pot holders. It's on my TikTok. So you could see that if you go there.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility, he knows keeping the line up and running is a top priority. That's why he chooses Grainger. Because when a drive belt gets damaged, Grainger makes it easy to find the exact specs for the replacement product he needs. And next day delivery helps ensure he'll have everything in place and running like clockwork. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Power up fall projects with Ego at Lowe's. Every tool delivers power beyond belief. So whether it's leaves, limbs, or lawn cleanup, count on Ego to deliver the power, performance, and innovation you need. And now for a limited time, save up to $60 on select blowers, chainsaws, and pole saws. Shop Ego today at Lowe's. Offers valid through 10-1 while supplies last. Selection varies by location.
Okay, girls, I got a question for you all to think about. How would life be different if you developed undeniable confidence? Well, you're about to find out, because I know you're sick of settling for the bare minimum. I know you crave more in life. So imagine how different your life would be if you had the tools to stop settling, to start raising your standards, and to start getting everything you want in life. And guess what? You can get all the tools through my Queens of Confidence coaching program. It's a self-paced, 8-module digital program that has been proven to change lives through recorded coaching videos, journal prompts and worksheets, and a community discussion board for you to ask me any questions and connect with the other members of the program too. Topics of the Queens of Confidence program include external validation, feminine energy, masculine energy, boundaries, high standards, communication skills, self-doubt, limiting beliefs, imposter syndrome, daily habits, mindful living, emotional availability, improving your relationships, understanding your needs, attracting everything you want, and yes, more. You can get instant access to the entire program right now, and best of all, you can watch and learn at your own pace because your access is granted forever. Some of the queens who have completed the program said, "It's the best investment I've ever made into myself. Vic is the best person to learn from. She's a true expert when it comes to confidence. Worth every penny." And I've taken a couple of courses where they sound rehearsed or just repeat the same cookie cutter things. Your course is the complete opposite, and your everyday examples really drive your points home. So girls, it's your time. Invest in yourself, you're worth it, and your 2.0 self will thank you for changing your life for the better. Head to victoriaalario.com or click the link in the show notes and get the Queens of Confidence program now. And then my mom had out her wedding dress, which was everyone's favorite detail. It honestly blew me away seeing it displayed like that, because the thing was, like, I also had posted a TikTok a while ago trying on my mom's wedding dress. I'm sorry if you're watching this and you see me, what I'm doing right now. I feel a hair across my forehead, but I can't see it in the camera. So like, I'm trying to find it. I'm trying to feel it and I cannot find the hair. It's like sticking to my moisturizer on my face. Oh, I think I got it. Okay. Anyway. So I had posted a video a while back, right after I got engaged, basically, trying on my mom's wedding dress. for the most part, it fit, but also didn't like it was able to zip up my back because like I'm petite, but my mom was very skinny. So like the arms really didn't fit. Like my mom was 95 pounds when she got married and never fails to let me know. And I'm not 95 pounds. So like the arms were tight. Like I would have had to deconstruct it to wear it at all. I couldn't wear the arms at all. They would have had to come off the sleeves. So it like fit, but didn't fit. So I knew if I was going to wear it, I would have to chop it all up. But I also knew I didn't want to wear it as my wedding dress. I thought if I were to wear it, it would be for my bridal shower or my rehearsal dinner. And to me, honestly, that wasn't worth cutting up my mom's 37-year-old wedding dress. Like, I know a lot of girls do it, and I'm so here for it, especially if you're wearing it as your wedding dress. If that is the dress you are wearing, walking down the aisle or at your reception or whatever, I'm like, all in. Do the dress. And I know some people, listen, if they're getting permission from their mom and their mom does not care for them to cut it up for their bridal shower or their rehearsal dinner, then go for it. But for me, I felt like if not everybody is going to see me in it, like if only the girls at my bridal shower are going to see me in it, or only the 20 people coming to my rehearsal dinner are going to see me in it, it's not worth it. You know what I mean? Like the only way it would be worth it for me to cut up her dress would be if I'm wearing it on the big day in front of 200 people and everyone gets to see it. Not for, I had a 30 person bridal shower and I'm having a 20 person rehearsal dinner. In those cases, it didn't feel right. And so I told her that I wanted to like honor the dress in some way. That was like one of the only things that like we really discussed about the shower was me telling her like, I don't know if it's possible for you to like do something with it. Like I didn't know what, you know, I just was like, I really want your dress like to be featured or something, if you could hang it, whatever. And so what she actually did was not something we discussed. So I wasn't like expecting it, but she had it like, it was like sitting on a mannequin on a table. And then in front of it was laid out all like the bridal pictures of my mom as a bride, my grandmother's, both my mom and my mom's mom and my dad's mom. And then my mother-in-law, and then both of her, like her mother and her mother-in-law. So like my fiance's grandmother's. So it wasn't like their wedding photos. It was just like them on their wedding day, like individually as brides. Like it's actually so crazy. I can't wait to like recreate it and show it. My mom and both of my grandmothers have a picture on their wedding day when they're in the room getting ready, putting lipstick on in the mirror and like on the vanity where they're like leaning to like look in the mirror. They have their parents' wedding photo. This might sound really confusing. Hold on. I'm going to like get it and I'm going to show it in the screen. So if you're listening, watch this on Spotify or YouTube because I'm going to show it. One second. Okay. So I got all three of them here. So this is like the craziest thing because obviously when my two grandmothers got married, they didn't even know each other because they didn't even have kids yet. So this one is my mom's and she did it basically like inspired by her mom's. So here's my mom getting ready for her wedding. She's putting the lipstick on in the mirror, and then down in the corner is a picture of her parents, my grandparents, on their wedding day. Now, this is the photo that her mom did that inspired her. In this one in particular, she's blocking it, but you could see this is my grandmother putting on her lipstick, getting ready in the mirror. And then in this picture frame, you could see it better in another one, but in this picture frame is her parents getting married. Her body is just blocking it. And then this is my dad's mom, who has the same exact photo. It's her getting ready in the mirror on her wedding day. And then next to her on the vanity is her parents on their wedding day. Now, these are my grandmothers having the same photo on their wedding day, not knowing each other. They just both took the same picture. And then my mom did it to like, you know, honor it, to recreate it. So now I'm going to do the same thing on my wedding day. And these are pictures, like these frames that I have that were laid out, like, you know, on that day, like I said, with my mom's wedding dress. So, and there was like a bunch of pictures. There was honestly probably like 10 pictures of like, just like all the women, all the brides that came before me from both my side and my in-law side, my fiance side. So like, it was so like, again, this is why I cry, because it just like, it makes me so emotional. Like, it was just so thoughtful and so special. And that's truly all I wanted. Like, cause the, like everything just felt like love. The room was full of love. It felt like love. I purposefully kept it small. I was like, there's no way that I'm going to have a big bridal shower. It's like a second wedding at this point. I don't want every single girl who's invited to the wedding, you know, invited to my bridal shower. I'm going to keep it just to like lifelong friends and family, like as intimate as possible. So like I said, even including me, I think it was like 29, 30 people, and it truly could not have been more perfect. So, I mean, it was just, it was such a great day. And it honestly made me feel so good, because I have had like those nerves, and like, it was just a day where I wasn't thinking about anything like other than just like excitement and feeling good. And then after that, we came home and I opened all of my gifts from my registry. And now on my TikTok, I did a haul of all the gifts. So there's three parts, because there's a lot of gifts. So part one and part two are going through like all the stuff that I got for like basically like the house, like just like all things in general. There's a lot like Mackenzie Childs, like Crusade, like all that kind of stuff. Everything is absolutely stunning. Like, oh, just amazing. Unreal. And then part three is all the Christmas stuff that I got, because I did request a lot of Christmas things. So I got a lot from Lennox and a lot from Spode, and I got a big nutcracker. I'm just like, I am so excited about all the Christmas stuff. If I'm being honest, I think I'm going to decorate like really early this year, because knowing that I have my wedding in the fall and I'm going to go on a honeymoon in the fall, I feel like I'm going to miss a chunk of time. You know, like I dedicate the whole fall to Christmas. Like I don't do Halloween. I don't celebrate Halloween. I don't dress up for Halloween. Like to me, the burr months is Christmas. Like end of September, going into October, November, December. Like it's Christmas for me. So I might have to decorate like really early this year, because I'm going to lose all that time. If I'm going on a honeymoon, I'm like, when am I going to decorate? When am I going to come home and decorate? So it'll be too close to Christmas. So yeah, I think I'm going to do that. And then yeah, I have everything on my TikTok if you guys want to see the haul, because the gifts are so good. You got to see them. But now that all that's over, the fun's all over. Well, there's still more fun to come, obviously, but like that stuff is over. And I'm in that like month, you know, like it's crunch time. Like I'm a month out. It's all like the little things that I have left to do. And I feel like that's another thing that I just like feel nervous about, because I kept telling myself like, oh, there's all these things that like I really can't do yet, because a lot of the things that couldn't be done were things that were reliant on the headcount and like just like last minute items, you know? And so, and like there's even things that I still can't do yet, because there's a couple other things I have to do, like transportation for like going, because we have a hotel, like a nearby hotel for like guests coming to the wedding. And so we have to book transportation for people going to and from that hotel, but not everyone has their room booked yet. So we can't really book transportation because we don't know how many people are going to need it. So talk about like stress of just like these things like truly can't be done until the last possible minute. And so that is certainly hard. Right now I'm like working on the place cards, the table numbers, like the party favors, again, all things that were dependent on how many people, you know, we have to do it for. And so, yeah, I mean, at least the tables are done, thank God, but that's just where I'm at. So it's like, yeah, they're little things, but it's a lot of little things, and they're going to be done at the last possible second. And I hate that. Like, honestly, like my thing is like, okay, you can make your RSVP date for the wedding, like as early as you possibly want. Like I did mine earlier than most people. Most people do their RSVP date a month out from the wedding. Absolutely not. 2 months for me, 2 months before, because you know, people are going to be late. Like it's just going to happen. So you can make your RSVP date as early as you want, But if it still requires people booking things like a hotel room, like determining if they're going to stay overnight, like come to breakfast because we're having breakfast in the morning, like they could wait till the last second. Somebody can book the hotel room for the wedding the night before the wedding. Like it doesn't matter for them. You know what I mean? Like to us, it's like, we need to know because we need to know, like, if we need to count you in for transportation, we need to know if we need to count you in for breakfast in the morning. But like for them, it could be a game time decision. So like those are the things that are like creeping up on me. And I feel like that's just what makes me nervous, to just like making sure everything will be done. But aside from that, I'm set. Like I'm all set. Like I feel good. And it's like, okay, now what? Like now what else do I do? So that's really it. That's where I'm at. I just wanted to like give you guys a little update and share, because we're coming down to the wire here, and I'm excited. So this wasn't much of like an episode. It was just kind of like a girl chat, little catch up. But yeah, that is all that we have for today. So thank you girls so much for listening to me crashing out. And I will be back soon, hopefully with a little more puck my step next week. So until next time, girls. I have something to share that has been highly requested, highly anticipated, and now it's finally here. The workbook for the girls who desire more. I created a 90-page digital workbook that includes journal prompts, powerful worksheets, thought-provoking questions, personal development activities, and so much more that'll have you digging deeper than ever before. And it's available right now for only $29. That's right. This workbook is a $299 value, and it's all yours for only $29 at victoriaalerio.com or at the link in the show notes. So grab your dream workbook, get to work, and become your dream girl now at victoriaalerio.com.